Hello? Right, we're on. Okay, we're back. This is Tomfoolery, and this is Tweets Out Loud, with a twist. And the twist is, I'm still an imaginary fool, but I've got someone with me. So I'm just going to let him introduce himself. Here he is.
Hello.
He's got a funny voice.
Hi, how's it going? I have no idea what to say.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Taylor, and yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'm friends with this guy. Do they know your name?
Tom.
Oh wait, I guess it's hidden in the name discreetly.
Yeah. it's not just a clever name.
I didn't know how anonymous you were. And yeah, so now it's like a really awkward thing, like where we were just relaxed a second ago, but now something's recorded. There's like this massive tension in the room.
See how we're we'll overlap speaking. It's not me being clever. This is actually someone else with me, so...
Like, you're so fucking pathetic that you have to, like...
Yeah.
Like, you have to fake being around other people.
I've faked my own imaginary friend, and he's got an American accent.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I got an American accent. We're in the UK. Deal with that.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Yeah. You'll deal with that as we go along. So, we're going to just... we don't know what this is going to be.
And that's part of the fun.
It'll partly be about Twitter, but suggestions can come from you as what we talk about. If you want us to read your tweets in funny voices, then we'll do that. So, I don't know. Should we just have a read of something on Twitter?
Sure.
Do you want to just...
Yeah.
We'll probably end up ignoring this thing.
Yeah, no, totally. Like, I'll follow your lead. I mean, so you, because I've listened to like a couple of the ones you did. You just kind of read out tweets.
Yeah.
And in various whatever. So we're just gonna do whatever the fuck we want, though. I think we've basically.
Yeah.
So
whatever catches our eye on.
I've got your Twitter up here. So I don't ever use Twitter. I don't have a Twitter account. I know what it is. I haven't been hooked yet. I've always intended to, but it's like, you know, I don't know how to configure my output to 140 characters.
You're not a noob, though, by any sense.
Am I not a noob?
You're not a noob. You just don't have an account. You know it all goes down.
Yeah.
You know what people use it for.
I guess so.
In every conceivable way.
Yeah.
And how the folks that follow me
use
stuff.
Like,
That's just a tiny little percentage, a tiny corner of the internet, isn't
it? I've perused your iTomfoolery account, and the other day, and right in front of us, I was like, I don't know how to smoothly segue into anything. I was basically spying on the people who liked your comment. So I'm bringing Tweets Out Loud back, but with a twist. And we were considering doing a Periscope today as well.
Yeah,
we're both a bit ill.
Yeah, we're both very ill. This is living in Britain for you.
Yeah.
But we're considering a Periscope thing soon, so we can have...
Oh, we'll definitely
straight up interaction.
I just didn't want to shave off my crappy mustache. I want it either to establish itself or to...
He doesn't want to show you that he looks like the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
Hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
Hamburglar alarm.
I'll put my teeth back in.
Put your teeth back in, son. Yeah. No, I was just saying to you, you were like, oh, were there any things that made you laugh? And I was like, yeah, there was. So like, hey, we're getting it. We hit 4 minutes in, just like getting to the idea.
We're about to mention some Twitter folk.
So, this is awkward though. Cause, I'm in my, my dad's house and like people are in the other room and I know I'm going to say some filthy stuff.
Oh, it's naughty.
There were some really, really funny things, but, obviously, the name Cumrag caught my eye. This is liked by... this is the post. So I'm bringing Tweets Out Loud, but with a twist. I'll even throw in a few Periscope videos just to annoy on more platforms. You had 8 likes. I was like, oh yeah. So I had a look, and just like lots of very interesting people kind of thing, but comrades, dad's blood. Dad's blood.
Okay,
she changed it a bit.
Her real name is Effie, which is short for Stephanie, I think.
Oh.
But she used to be called...
So you know.
Yeah, she used to be called Good Balls, and I did do a Tweets Out Loud for her.
That's nice.
and it's funny that you should pick her out.
Oh, no, it's just I've got to read this. It's, I'm daddy as fuck. It's just, and sometimes I bump into things with my vagina and I say, ow, but I'm thinking, nice. I don't know how I saw that like a couple days ago, but I just, and then I ended up just like going through this thing. It's just outrageous.
Do you want to read some of it?
I guess so. I mean, it's just there's like some like Christian people in the other room.
I've just read that one to myself. I can't read that.
I'm like, it's hard. I feel very like, I feel so naughty. I feel like I'm breaking the law. Like it's hard being a filthy minded person, but like with rigorous standards of morals in terms of like what will actually come out, you know, because sometimes you've got no filter and that's good. And I intended for this to be like that, but okay, we've got some time. All right, top post is, ever see someone and just want to carry their cum around in your pocket? God damn,
that's such a lovely image.
It's just like, you must like them.
Surely. I mean, how big's your pocket?
Do you like them? Are you a geneticist?
Why am I imagining cargo shorts?
Do you love... Yeah, cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts. A big cargo short pocket full of cum.
Cargo shorts. Well, because they're practical. You know, you're not going to walk around with, like, suit pants. You know, it'd be, like, leaking out. Cargo shorts. You could get, like, a vial.
Yeah.
A big vial. You could get, like... Yeah.
A big bag.
Probably a pint.
A big bag.
Invite me over to ruin your dinner party. One time I went wedding dress shopping with a friend and left because they ring a bell and women clap when a bride chooses her dress. That's just interesting. Is there any kind of shopping where you'd appreciate someone ringing a bell and clapping at any stage during your purchase?
No.
I don't know. I slightly try that out as a question. Oh, I got coffee up my nose.
Any kind of shopping where they ring a bell, I don't know. Does that even happen here?
Let me spit in your mouth for art. Wallpaper. I just like the dark ones. Wallpaper made out of your skin is what I need to make my house a home.
She's very dark.
Do you want to do anything? Send me jizz-covered flowers? That's a gift idea.
People calling themselves naughty makes me dry heave. Yeah. That's lovely. Yeah. I'll pee on you at your kid's first school play. So I couldn't even read the whole thing without just laughing.
All right, we got it. All right, let's delve into another realm.
Okay.
You do something. You pick something. I don't know. How do you normally? We've only got 1:42 left. This has gone so fast.
Yeah. Well, let's.
Stinking Gorgonzola. Do you know what? This is one I flicked through too.
So yeah, she's funny. Shouting Goddess is a bit of a legend. I met her once as well. So she's always got some profoundly sarcastic tweets.
Yeah. I do like sarcasm. When you send an explanation and someone's first reply is, what's going on? I want to push their head to within an inch of the screen. Read. Yeah, I do that. A friend was added to I think we're just going for meals, my friend's birthday. And it was just right at the top of the Facebook Messenger, you know, thread. Just right there, everything. But he couldn't even scroll up. He's like, what's this about? Like, oh my God, dude. Just so just close.
Read it.
It's manual labor. In the 21st century.
I need a butler.
Oh my gosh.
I need a butler to read all of my tweets.
Oh yes.
Or read all of my correspondence.
He has a nimble finger. Cracks me up when someone mistakes you asking for support as you seeking permission. Yeah? You're right. Business sext. Impactful input.
Right. We're coming up to the end.
Yeah, I can't believe it's 10 minutes is not long.
10 minutes isn't very long, is it?
Ignorami, what a word.
Ignorami, is that even a real word?
Can we just do another one straight away?
Yeah, we'll probably just do another one right now.
Okay.
And we'll keep this one. To be continued, part one.
What?